Blog Talk Radio.
PM here, Pacific time. That's right, I'm doing a random afternoon program just for the heck of it. I have some time to kill here, as per usual, and so I thought I'd fire up the blog talk and take your calls, because I know you guys have stuff on your mind. I know there's, you know, times throughout the day that you're just thinking, you know what? Yeah, I wish Vince was on right now, because I got some shit that I want to break down for people. Well, now's your chance. I'm here. I'm live. We're sneaking in this little quiet afternoon program here. I missed the last game. I don't know if the Eagles are still playing right now. I lost track. I know they were the Packers. And it was kind of close when I was watching, or at least last time I heard, but it was like at the beginning of the game. It was like when the game started, and it was 0-0. Anyways, I can't even tell if I'm on right now. I'm pretty sure I'm unmuted. Big ups, Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, and Lucas 2. Goofy, I don't know. I don't remember what your picks were the other day, yesterday with Cowpoke, but I was 0 for 2 yesterday? Yeah, I was 0 for 2 yesterday. And I did get one right today. I got the Ravens. I picked them to beat the Chiefs. I took the under, and I'm pretty sure they covered both. So, Lucas Z2, I guess it is. Lucas, great to have you here. All right, I'll take your call, 67-826-7667. I'm some problems with my Skype. Trying to get it linked up here, and it's just not cooperating. So I'm going to try to work on that for a second here. And if you guys want to join me, I'll be back after a quick message and hopefully have somebody to converse with on the other side of this little break I'm going to take here. If you want to be that person, the number is 347-826-7667. We're hanging out. It's a lazy Sunday afternoon with your man, Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Well, now. What have we here?
Fresh just like a million bucks. I'll be the flyest motherfucker in the apple when I touch. My arm is at a right angle up, silver tray in my hand. May I interest you in some caviar, ma'am? My eye shoots round the room, there and here. Noticing the diamonds in the chandelier. Background, Barry Manilow, Copacabana, and a strong accent of stogies from Havana. What no place where a brother might been. Snobby old lady drinking champagne with rich white men. All right then, let's begin this. Nights like this is good for business. 5 minutes in the mix, notice several different clicks. Talking, giggling and shit, but one motherfucker can be switched. And everybody else jacking, throttling. Found out later he on Coca-Cola bottling. Talking to a black man, who's he confused? He looking hella bougie, ass all tight and sedity. Recognize him as the mayor of my city, who treats young black men like Frank Nitty. Mr. Coke said to Mr. Mayor, you know we got a process like ice cream care. We put up the funds for your election campaign. And oh, waiter, can you bring the champagne? Our real estate funds as opportunities arousing to make some condos out of low-income housing immediately. We need some media heat to say that gangs run the street and then we bring in the police fleet. Harassing me, everybody, till they look inebriated. When we buy the land, motherfuckers will appreciate it. Don't worry about the Urban League or Jesse Jackson. My man that owns Marlboro donated a fat sum. That's when I step back some to contemplate what you know. Sat down, wrestle with my thoughts like a sumo. Ain't no one player that could beat this lunacy. Ain't no hustler on the street could do a whole community. This is how deep shit could get. It reads macaroni on my birth certificate. Putin Tang is my middle name, but I can't hang. I'm getting hustled, only knowing half the gang. Shit, how the fuck I get up out this place?
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours here. Big ups to Goofy Bum. Congratulations. He got three out of four of the games correct this weekend in Cowpoat's weekend wild card spectacular. I myself was pretty much pulling up the rear in predictions. I was one of three. I got one of four. One out of four, correct. I got the Baltimore Ravens, correct. And that's it. Yeah. Good times. If you want to join me here, 347-826-7667. I'm just hanging out here, looking to take your calls. If not, I'll just kind of shoot the breeze here and play some music. I got a bunch of music loaded up on my computer. On my computer too, but I just load up new music every day here on my BTR profile. I don't know why. It's all going to be gone soon enough. So yeah, I'm just trying to do as I know. Iconoclast, you were complaining that you might have some Vince overload or Vince fatigue later if I do a show today or this afternoon. And it's afternoon for me. I know for most of you it's evening. But it's 4:45 here on the best coast, if you will. And, yeah, I'm just trying to get in as much Blog Talk Radio as I can in these last 23-some-odd days. So hopefully you guys will be so sick of me that you'll be begging me to leave. Anyways, Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Lucas Z2, and Moxie. Moxie, call in. Call in, unless you're sober, and forget it. No, actually, that should be the other way around. Call in, Moxie, if you're sober. If you're drunk, I don't want to talk to drunk Moxie. Drunk Moxie does not... Or at least last night, drunk Moxie turned into some... I don't know what the hell she turned into. You guys were listening. She sounded like some drunk sorority chick, drunk Southern sorority chick. Her and Liz called in, and they were completely wasted, and they just took over my show. It was first time anybody's taken over my show in a while. Pretty much first time I think I can recall since the Jew left. Yeah, they just would not stop. I don't even know what they're talking about. They were on speakerphone and they were just would not shut up. But they would talk for three or four minutes. Just I don't even know what about. But every once in a while, Moxie would stop and go, "Well, what do you think there, Vince from the Bay?" And at first I would actually legitimately try to answer her question and be like, "Well, you know, Moxie, I think blah, blah, blah." And then she'd just start talking again and just talk over me. And then after this happened a couple of times, I realized that it didn't matter what I said. All I had to do was say something to fill that three-second gap when drunk Moxie would say, "What do you think there, Vince from the Bay?" And I would just say jelly beans or something. And then it wouldn't even matter. She would just be like, "Blabbity, bloobity, bloobity, blabbity," back into her mumbo jumbo. But I kid. Liz is in here too. I kid. You guys are hilarious. Apparently, Liz and Mox just couldn't limit the joy to one BTR show. They had to go off and do their own show dedicated to these drunk ramblings. And apparently it's out there on BTR. Check out Liz's page. Liz, you might want to post the link in there. Some of these guys were loving it. Some of these guys could not get enough of the drunk obnoxiousness. Cal Pote, welcome to the room. We were just talking about you, brother. Goofy apparently went 3-1 with his picks. I was 1-3. I got destroyed this week, bro. And I think you won some money, didn't you? Did the Jets cover the spread? I don't think they did, though. The Jets won by 2-2. So I don't know if they covered. Cowpoke, give us a call. Give us an update. Let us know what the dealio is, yo. Wondering how your picks turned out. I don't know if you do a follow-up show, like a wrap-up, recapping everybody's picks and how they did. But if you don't, you should. You should do a show to recap everything. And if you don't have anything scheduled, we can do it here. And the games are over, right? You're more than welcome to call in Cowpoke, and we can review the games of the week. Nobody else is calling in, so. Oh wait, I got Goofy here. Let me see, Goofy. Do you want to come on here, Goof?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey man, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just mad. A fucking dog killer ruined my fucking my gambling bet. We had a bet. You put in $250. You bet whatever, and whoever wins, you know, gets $4,000. The stupid idiot would have thrown it to the right person in the end zone. I would have $4,000.
Fuck yeah, man! All right, I say we go lynch. Let's lynch Michael Vick.
Oh please, I want to. I'm a dog lover. I want to kill his ass now. Fucking piece of shit! I can't believe it. But anyways, man, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm just hanging out here. I have a lazy afternoon that I'm just relaxing on and nothing better to do. There weren't any BTR shows that were tickling my loins when I saw them in the queue. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to do my show.
I thank God you're on right now.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we got another caller here from the 952. I think this is Cowpoke. Cowpoke, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Yay,
doing great, brother.
Hey, how you doing, guys? No, the Indianapolis Colts were favored by 3, so I took the Jets and the points to win. So
and you lost. I won.
No, what? I won because I took the Jets to win outright. So I took the points because they were because the Indianapolis Colts were favored to win by 3 points. I took them and the points and went
out. Okay, I got it.
I do a three-way pick. I take the points, I take the over and the win. So I was 9-3 on my picks. And I won $650 from the bank. I mean, that's all fun money, but that's the way I did it. I mean, I picked the Jets to win. I picked the Packers to win. Those were my two upsets, and it did not surprise me. I was on Jamie C Sports, and he cut me off on his show. His dad was his producer, and I made a comment. I said, to be a good football fan or any fan, you have to sometimes learn to rip your team. And I told him, I said, you guys are going to get beat because you got embarrassed. That won by the whoever the hell they lost before it was the Minnesota Vikings, and then they sat everybody down against my Cowboys. And you have to go into the postseason on a winning record. That cost them that game. And you saw how it did. It cost them. I'm far from being an expert,
so
but you had
out there for real. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch.
You
the
called that too.
Games, but they look pathetic.
They did because if you watch that, I watched the whole game, you could just see the Packers slowing it down, and they did their homework on them. I do a follow up show tonight at 8:00. I always do a pick, my picks, and I go over my picks.
I was worried that I wasn't going to get a chance to review.
No,
I don't want to review my picks. I only got one right.
But Bill Clinton will come in and he does the NHL report. We do that first, and then I'll do my picks. He comes in and
did nobody pick Seattle, huh? Like I did.
No, you did. Like, no, that was good
guys.
Good pick.
I told you guys. Pete Carroll,
the beauty of that.
I mean, hello, he's in USC. I mean, he didn't, have winning seasons for nothing. I mean,
I understand that. I understand that. He did. My hat's off to him. That was the best game of the weekend. You got to admit, that was a great game.
I actually thought this game, the Green Bay and Packer game, was going to be the game of the week. But, the first game, that Seattle game, was awesome.
Are you interesting?
Awesome.
That
playoff football game right
there. We were watching this game, that Packers game, and Cowgirl goes, they're going to come back and win this game. And I go, not unless Michael makes a stupid play. No different. He turns around and throws that right to that guy. I looked at it. I said, hence that play. I said, right there. He got stupid and tried
so
to rush
quick,
it in
not
there.
Not even thinking of a pump fake or anything. Just,
right.
Just threw it up there. Come
yeah.
on, man.
I know. That's exactly why. The Philly fans are going to tar and feather his ass,
I hope they lynch his fucking stupid ass. That guy is so pathetic, man. All talk. That's all I can say. He sat in prison to think to be a better quarterback, I said. Well, really, he thought to be in prison to be a stupid quarterback. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I'm just mad. I lost $4,000. Well, I lost $250, really, but I mean, I could have had $4,000.
Well, I was at the couple was going to get married in Las Vegas today, and they got off at the shuttle, and I said, I tell you what, I said, I'm going to give you $50 to put down on the Packers for me, money play, and you put an envelope to get back. So there, and he called me on my cell, and he said, I put it down for you. So he put $50 money play on the Packers to win that game today. So I'm in Vegas. So when he comes back, I'm working Wednesday night. He's going to wait for I come around. Can they come back Wednesday night? They're getting married in Vegas at the something of the fire, whatever it's called. They're getting married, so he's going to give me my money. I said, here, $50. I give him $50 in ones. I said, do me a favor. Go to the casino and put it on Packers to win outright. That's how confident I was. So that'll probably be about $200 because they were underdogs. They were three-point dogs. So put your real money down when you start talking. I mean, it's fun to talk like we do, but when you put your real money, that's when it counts. But it was a good game. Michael Vick threw a horrible, horrible, horrible pass at the end there.
Horrible. Oh, God. Horrible.
But, no, I have the big show here at 8 o'clock. NHL report with Bill Clinton and friends, and then we'll do the NFL roundup. So,
I haven't been on that show, but does Bill Clinton, does he, since my Sharks are on a four-game losing streak, is he going to bash them?
Well, you want to call him? Go ahead. You know, Bill's equal to, have you listened to any of his shows?
I try to listen to one, but, I had some BTR problems.
Okay. Well, Bill will have his sports show. I think we're going to get together tomorrow night. He's going to do his half-hour show. He's going to pick this coming. The Bill Clinton Sports Show will be Sunday night, 10 o'clock Central. I have produced that show, obviously. He will not let me talk, so It'll be Slick Willie, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. He will do his picks for this coming weekend. Feel free to call in Roundtable. Bill loves people to call in. So, you know, Bill, he, you know, I got Bill right here if you want to talk to him.
Yeah, put Bill on.
All right.
I'm afraid of the president. He's scared.
Rugburn, bring him in. Line two. Well, yahoo! How's everybody doing this? Is this Vince in the Bay or Vince is not gay? And I assume that's that fun guy, Goofy Bones. Yahoo! How in the heck are you guys?
Hey, how you doing, President?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing a great time out here in New York City. My AFC team, the New York Jets, and the foot fetish. And guess what? They beat that pussified young man, number 18. Yahoo! I'm so happy right now. We're happy. I'm preparing for my big show tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Central. Me and Cowport, just me, we're going to talk. I'm going to talk some football, and maybe Monica will call in, and we can roll around in underwear. Who knows? Yahoo!
Wow.
Wow, that sounds great. I can't wait. I'll be there.
Will you be there? Can you call in? We can do a round table. What do you think? And I'll make sure Cowport doesn't say
anything. I'll do any sort of table you want. I'll do it without a table. It doesn't matter. If you're there, President,
you know what,
Mr. President, you know what, I'm there.
Oh, did you know that I applied for the secretary, the press secretary for Barack Hussein Obama? He is the 44th partial because I'm the 44th partial, and he turned me down. I'm very disappointed.
What?
I need to.
He turned you down.
He turned me down. I told him I know how to talk,
that
and I know.
That
I know that
up,
bastard.
That, damn sure.
So guess what I got to do? I got to go unemployment benefits right now. I have no idea where to go. I'm scared. I'm going to be a 99er. I want that free health care, and I'm disappointed in the behavior of Barack Hussein Obama. I'm very mad. I'm upset right now, and I'm consolable, and, you know, and it's just one of those things. Yahoo! I'm disappointed. Another thing there, you guys, guess who show I tried to call her? I tried to call Debbie Daly the other night. I called in three times, and she didn't pick up. I'm very hurtful. I know.
Not Debbie Daly.
I tried to call in. I'm in love with Debbie Daly. I really like her, and Cowpoke's a jerk to her, but I like Debbie Daly. She's my friend. Yahoo!
Yahoo! Much love, Prez.
You betcha, baby. Okay, I tell you what, I got to get going. You guys are just phenomenal. Vince is not gay, or Vince in the Bay, and Yahoo! And I read a lot of letters the other day. I had a great time on my show. All people wrote into me, and I asked questions. I promoted movies, Yahoo! I had a great, great time. But tomorrow night, the Bill Clinton Sports Show will be 10 o'clock Central. Cowpoke will be on the switchboard. He'll be pulling you in, and God knows we'll call in. So, Yahoo! Everybody, I'll see you guys later. This is William Jefferson Clinton, 42nd partial, 44th President of the United States of America. We are all here. Yahoo! And there he goes, the President of the United States, former and
wow.
44th.
Wow, thanks, Mr. President.
Oh, no,
wow,
that was
Mr.
great.
President.
He
I get nervous when he's on here, man. I'm all sweating if y'all can see me.
Oh. Yeah, I don't. I clam up. I can't say anything when he's around. He's
like, I know.
He's such a president.
I know. He's one of those guys. He's loved and hated by many, you know, and he's feared by many,
yeah.
You know. I mean,
who hates him?
Oh, you know, people just, you know.
Oh, my God. People who hate Bill Clinton need to burn in hell straight up.
I know.
Absolutely. I hear you. I hear you.
Bill is a blog talk whore. It's exactly what he is, and he loves being a blog talk whore. Yes, Trump. Yes, Moxie.
I'll tell you that for damn sure.
We all are. We're all trolls. We're all good trolls. Moxie asks, can drunk females allow to call in? Moxie, he would love to hear your sexy voice. Trust me. He would love to.
Yeah. Not on this program. No drunk females. No drunk Moxie on my show. But
Silent Bob can call into the show tomorrow night. And what's the crew? What's that crew called that always calls on Moxie? What's that called? The crew?
Oh, the LOC?
Yeah. They can call in. They can call in to Bill's show tomorrow. I mean, all the trolls will probably be assembled tomorrow night on the Bill Clinton show. He already has like 10 followers, and he has well over 500 listens so far. So he's becoming very, very, very popular.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Debbie Daly has been listening to the show, and he's emotional about that. And you are a follower, and there's just people are just calling him Pimp Daddy, and all these personal messages are coming, and oh my God, I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's emotional right now. He's out in New York City. He's loving every minute of it.
That's great. I love it too. And I would love for you folks to call in now to join me here on the air. I'm hanging out with Cowpote and Goofy Bone. We're going to be back in a minute. We were talking about, we were mentioning Love and Moxie. And speaking of those two, I'd like to dedicate this next track to Moxie. And Moxie, that's, I'm just kidding. You can call in drunk. It's fine. But I might actually mute you from time to time if you do call in drunk. Because, I don't know. Why don't you listen back to the my show last night? Probably the last 20 minutes of OT was. Just check it out. But people wanted it. People demanded it. People, I had like 10 people wait over into call into my overtime just because they wanted to hear Drunk Moxie and Drunk Liz talk about God knows what. I have no idea what they were talking about. It was pretty much impossible to tell. But, I'm not talking about the LOC. I would never threaten the LOC. Don't get me wrong, Mox. Don't get it twisted, all right? This is for you, Moxie. I'll be right back.
Rigatoni-style macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
having so much fun here on the Insider Extreme Cam. Thank you, folks, for tuning in on BTR, and for over you folks over here at the Insider Extreme Cam. That's between you and me, okay? It's Vince of the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667. Big ups to Cowpoke and Goofy. I'm going to bring them back on in a second here. I also want to thank all of you listeners, especially the live listeners in the chat room, Ex-Conservative Hour, Goofy Bone, Cowpote, Iconoclast, TX, Ken Moore, Ken Pettigrew, Lady Slugga, and Liz, Lucas, and Moxie. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking calls for another hour and 20 minutes here. And I'm going to bring back my esteemed guests tonight, or this afternoon, or whatever you want to call it, wherever you are. Goofy back with me, and Cowpoke. So, yep. Fellas. So what else is on your mind, Cowpoke?
Was that a friend, was that Ted Williams?
Oh, yeah, that was Ted Williams. Yeah.
That's my own boy, Ted Williams, everybody.
That is. Your homie, he got a gig with Kraft, one of the many things that
$10,000 for four commercials. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, that Vince,
I decided I'm going homeless. I'm going homeless.
Yeah. Go home.
But I'll tell you, if he was to do those commercials and somehow Blog Talk Radio had their paws on that, he would maybe only see maybe $4 or $5 of that. But hey.
You know you love it.
Yeah. Yeah, here he is again.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You know you love it. That's right.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My cock is 8.5 inches. You know you love it.
You're tuning into the best of Vince in the Bay. Right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, what a hoot. If you guys want to join the merriment here, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent Bain. We're going to continue the show here for another hour and 20 minutes. I'm here with Goofy and Cowpoke. So, Cowpoke, looking ahead to next week, what are your feelings about the playoffs in the matchups next week?
Well, I took the Jets from day one from the beginning of the season to win the Super Bowl this year. I've been on that wagon from the very beginning. I think they can win that game. I think they're gonna do exactly what they did today. They're gonna go after these guys, and they're gonna try to slow it down as much as they can. They're gonna look at a lot of tape. So,
but then the Jets beat them in like week four.
Then they embarrassed them. But to get, you know something, Goofy Bones, don't even talk about regular season. It's a whole new season. You lose, you go home.
No, but so at least you'll have that stepping stone to where you can say, hey, it's possible. You know what I mean?
I understand it. I understand that. But I think that'll be another game of the week. And I think the Bears, who the Bears play, Packers?
Yeah, the Bears will play the Packers.
I think the Packers, I think, can win that game, too. I think it'll be a low-scoring affair. I think the Packers are on a roll. I said before on my show, and I'll say it again, McCarthy is the coach of the year for me in the regular season. He did a great job today. He made Vic think a lot, did a great job. They slowed it down in the third and fourth quarter. I was impressed with a lot of games today. And I, you know, and Sneaky Pete, who knows what he's going to do? I think next week will be another very, very good week. I'll wait till the point spreads come out, and I'll look it over when I do my next Friday night. Will be a show live from down in California. Probably we'll probably be down in Monterey Bay.
No way, bro.
Yeah,
no,
I'm going
to be down here.
Gonna be down
in Goofy's country. That's our territory, bro.
Well, I'm going to be down there in Big Sur. Me and Rugburn are doing a security for a firm. Their computer crashed, and we have to take all their stuff out of their computer, and we have to clean it out and bring it back to life. So I possibly am going to go down there. He's down there right now cleaning it out. I might go down and help him, but we have to go to Big Sur, and we're staying in Monterey Bay. You know where Monterey Bay is, don't you? That's down by Carmel.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful. Yeah, Cannery Road.
Yeah.
You're going to love it there, man.
Oh, I love it. I've been down before. So, you know, we're going to hang out. We're going to stay at the Days Inn there that faces the seaside down there.
Okay.
So, yeah, and we fly out Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I got to be at the airport at 1 o'clock to work, so we got to fly.
Oh, Calpert, I'm sorry. The Bears playing the Seahawks, and the Falcons are playing Green Bay.
Okay, I didn't know who went where, but okay,
yeah.
I haven't known yet, but who do the Packers play?
The Packers playing the Falcons.
Man, that's I don't know. That kid, we'll have to see what's on there. And I think the Bears will beat the cheater. I think it's going to be a little bit too much for the cheater to go across country, and the Bears will, the defense will be, I think it'll be a very low scoring affair, too. I can see them winning that game, maybe like a 20-10 game or something. That's just my personal opinion.
When will the point spread be posted?
Well, either tomorrow or Tuesday, I'll see if there's any, the injury reports come out, and, you know, Vegas will lay the line, and then you can go on Fox News, Fox, you know, online, and they always click on NFL, and then you go over to the odds. I'd say they usually come out like 3 points, and then they move. As money comes in Vegas, they go up and they go down. You know what I'm saying? The over-unders kind of go up and down. It'll go up a point. More money comes in, it comes down. So that's how that works all week long. Vegas sets that line because more money comes in, less money comes in, it goes up and down. So it's interesting to see how those look at that and what they think. And it's injury reports. That's who's injured, who's not.
Yeah, and then on the other side, it's Baltimore at Pittsburgh, and, of course, your Jets at New England.
Yep, the two very good AFC games. That Baltimore game is going to be a phenomenal game. But I really feel Pittsburgh will win that game, and I think they will beat them big. I think Baltimore is going to come off a very, very tough game on the road, and I think it's going to end in Steel City because I just think that team is on a roll. Personal opinion, obviously, I'm just a speculator like anybody else, but that's my gut feeling right now.
Well, there you have it, Dr. Calpote, breaking it down, NFL playoffs week two starting next week. I'm looking forward to it. One more time, when is your wrap-up show for this week, and when's the show?
It is 8 o'clock Central. 45 minutes my show will be on at 8 o'clock in the Calpote Radio Show with Bill Clinton, and he'll read the NFL report, NHL report, my Blackhawks, and we get to that, and then we'll get to my recap tonight. So it's a big show with all the characters and the NFL towards the end. So I appreciate taking my call, you guys, and we'll see you guys all later. Vince the Bay and Goofy Bones, thanks for being a friend of Calpote Radio. Thanks, guys.
All right, Calpote.
All right.
Thanks for coming in on Saturday. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You got it, man. We'll do it again soon. Thanks, Calpote. That's the man, Calpote. Dr. Calpote.
Yeah, he knows his
radio
stuff.
Show.
I'll tell you that for damn sure, man.
Yeah, he's on top of it. Nothing gets by that dude, whether it be the NFL or trolling up BTR. He's on top of it.
Yeah, he got the list of names of the trolls, and I'm surprised he didn't have addresses and dates of birth.
right. Yeah, you don't want to get on Calpote's bad side. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got some calls here. I'm going to bring on the first. Let's go with the 580. You're live on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Hi, Vance. This is Ruby Candy. Just coming through to say
hello. Oh, my God. I think I just came already. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Ruby Candy, she does possess one of, if not the sexiest female voices on Blog Talk Radio. She's got her own show. Are you on the air tonight, honey?
Yes, I am at 10:30, 9:30 Central Standard Time. It is Sexy Smooth Groove Sundays with no other than
me. Wow.
And what's her name again?
Ruby Sweet Tasty Candy on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. You got to add me, girl. Goofy Bones.
Yeah. Please. Everybody should know Candy. If you don't know her by now, you should get to know her.
Fuck, I feel like a virgin. I don't know her.
When you hang out around here, you're going to feel like a virgin. You're going to explore things that you never even knew existed in the world of sexuality and sensuality. Yes.
Right on. Yes, you know, tonight we're talking about our women taking over, like, sexually from the job, mm-hmm. workforce, school, dating. I guess basically it's just pinpointing, you know, all the bisexual and the lesbian women and the strong women and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good to me.
I wholeheartedly support strong lesbian women.
Me too.
I don't know about strong lifting up your car lesbian women, but, you know, one
hey,
that
man,
likes to
I
go out there and have a good time, I guess.
hey, there. If you play softball, it's good to have them on your side, okay?
Right.
Oh,
they got great legs.
Right. I'm going to go
All right, I'm going to bring women. Another... I'm going to bring another caller on here. I think this is Moxie. Moxie, is that you?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
never mind
Vince.
Then.
It's Liz.
Hey, Liz. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
She has a sexy voice, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're just coming out of the woods.
You got all the women.
Yeah, dude. It's just out of control.
This is Sober Liz, by the way.
Oh, good. Yeah, because
so
I was
options?
Frightened
last night.
We have
drunk night. Liz and sober Liz?
We do have options. Well, you don't really have options. You get what you get, all right? And
oh, okay.
We lucked out, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're
I'm
locked
just kidding.
In
you guys were. You guys were funny last night. I'm just giving you a hard time. I thought it was hilarious. I was just too tired by the time you guys called in to play along, really. Well, and also, you guys didn't really give me a chance to play along. I don't know if you guys listened back to the show, but you guys just kind of took over.
Oh, did we? We just hijacked your show.
Did I miss
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I
what
couldn't
did I
really.
Miss?
You missed out.
Well, they turned into these catty, drunk sorority chicks who were like basically
south.
Gossiping. Yeah, from the south, southern sorority chicks. We're just gossiping on and on endlessly about nothing. I have no idea what they're talking about.
I'm a sorority chick, for real.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe this is the club for you. I don't know. They're doing a show now. They're taking the act on the road, and they're actually doing BTR shows with this. So people, obviously, there's a market for it somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, then we should have, you know, other sorority sisters call in, and we reveal all of our secrets, you know.
Mm-hmm. You have to post it up on Facebook. I don't know. I don't know if I remember too much about what happened in the sorority, but I can try.
Yeah, you know, those parties, those keggers, those all that good stuff.
I had a good old party over here last night. There was no sorority chicks. It was, you know, graduated sorority chicks, I guess you could say, but. It was like an old-fashioned 1980s kid-and-play party. Everybody's everywhere, sleeping everywhere. Everybody's doing everywhere. So it was a wonderful party.
Those are the best parties.
Damn, that sounds like my 18th
no drama,
birthday
no
party.
Just get drunk and get laid. That's
oh,
a party.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, like my 18th birthday party. It was nothing but 13 females.
Hello.
And y'all got laid?
All of us got laid.
All of you got laid.
Nice. That's a party. Yeah,
that's a
party.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, you know what? I think Moxie is here, though. Let me get Moxie on here. Is that you, Moxie?
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Hey,
Moxie?
Hey.
Moxie, could you be – is it possible for you to be in the same room as the phone you're talking to us on?
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
There we go.
Hi. What's going on, Mox?
Not a whole lot, man.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's the beautiful Moxie. How are you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, you know, I'm using Vince to talk to all these women, I guess you could say.
Vince has got a fan club.
He does. It's the place to be. It
very
is.
Much so. I'm his biggest fan since I met him.
No way. I'm his biggest fan.
Well,
You guys, okay, you know what? You guys should mud wrestle over it.
Mud wrestle?
Oh, my God.
That's where we need Ted Williams to introduce a naked mud wrestling on the Vince the Baker show. Oh, man.
Uh-oh, mm-hmm. She may be coughing off the lung over there in the corner.
That's scary.
Are you okay, Moxie?
D-L-O-C.
You gonna make it?
The last person I've seen cough up the lung, his name was Ferris Bueller.
Ferris coughed up the lung?
You didn't know that?
No.
Say
never.
Ferris.
All right, I've got quite a chat room filling up here. We've got Goofy, who's in here twice. I see you twice, Goofy. You're cheating.
Yeah, I know. I'm pimped out.
We also have Flyover Territory, who was with us last night when we encountered those drunk bitches that called in. Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Ken Pettigrew, Lady Slugga, Liz Sings for You, Luke Cass 2, and Moxie, and your girl Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Lady Slugga.
That's right, Ken Moore. Sunday. It's Vince the Bay presents Mud Wrestling with Moxie versus Candy. Candy, be there. Sunday. Also, watch Hydro-Powered Funny Cowers dance through the gates of hell.
You need to get Ted Williams on this show for real to do that.
Plus, an evening with
Bigfoot.
Oh, someone's got a kid crying in the back.
No, that's me.
That's my baby. He's talking. He's walking.
Oh, you just dropped your kids off at my house.
He's walking in his cowboy boots because it's snowing out here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I heard Dallas got a foot of snow.
Yes. And I'm going to take a picture of it. It's like, it's man.
It's snowing in Texas?
That's what I heard.
Yes.
Now the world.
Enough of the theater talk.
Yes, the world is coming to an end. Yes, the world is coming to an end.
Can I ask you a question, Vince?
Yeah, what's up?
Since you're in my neighborhood, did you feel that earthquake the other day?
No, I didn't.
That was
I'm probably the only person in San Jose who didn't feel it.
That was Moxie rolling out of bed. I missed it. I was driving around apparently when it happened, and then I talked to my dad, and he was like, "Hey, did you feel the earthquake?" And I was like, "What earthquake?" Oh, it was at least a 4.0. I'm like, "No, didn't feel it." But it was apparently it was on the Calaveras Fault.
Yeah,
where we had one.
Right,
yeah, we had one here a couple of years ago. There was a nice solid one, like 5.5 we had on that one like a year and a half ago. I remember that. I felt that one for sure.
Yeah, it was in, I think, 2008. It was in October time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vince, did you hear about, have you seen on CNN that that they're going to close down, that the owner's going to close down Facebook in March? So I'm packing up all my friends from Facebook and we're moving to MySpace.
what's going on with Facebook again?
They're closing down Facebook in March.
Why?
Who told you that?
It was on CNN.
Who told you that?
It was on CNN yesterday.
Oh, then it must be true.
Yeah, he's closing down. He sued him on it. He said that he's closing down because he's tired of people suing him. And I don't blame him. Suing him over stupid shit. And then people's trying to buy him out and everything like that because, you know, he's taking over most of the sites anyway. So he's closing it down in March. I posted it up.
Oh, cool. Right on. I'm not going to miss it.
Me neither. I still got MySpace, so I'm not really tripping about it.
I have MySpace, too, but I haven't logged on in, like, maybe a year and a half.
every time I do my status on Facebook, I always send it to MySpace just to let them know I'm still there.
Oh, yeah, because you can do, like, the joint statuses and all that.
I want someone to come over to MySpace.
Everyone
right,
wants
to. Hang on, everybody. I don't want to start muting people because it'll get I don't like doing that, but Lady Slugga's here. I want to bring her on. What's up, Lady Slugga?
Damn it. I've been sitting here waiting. You see me cursing you out in the chat room?
Yeah, what's on your mind, Lady Slugga? What are you dying to tell us?
Nothing. I wanted to say hi to Candy. She was my friend first.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, moving on.
Yes, she was my friend first with her sexy self.
Yeah, well, I met both of you guys through Miss PG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love Mrs. PG. I hope she comes back to the air sometime soon.
Although
I heard they've been doing other stuff though. They're doing like some video show or something. DMAC was telling me that they were on the other night when I was on, and I don't think they even do BTR anymore.
I didn't even know that she was off.
She hasn't done a show in a long time.
Yeah, I stopped going to her shows
when that dude.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking of almost moving my show up a little bit because originally I started my show at 10 p.m. because her show is on at 9 p.m. And I usually like to catch the first half of her show and then do mine, but she's not even doing it anymore.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Do you have a show tonight, Lady Slugga?
What?
Who's not doing their show?
Do you have a show tonight?
I don't know. I went out of visit today, so I've been trying to do other stuff. I really wasn't thinking about the show.
Oh. Well, if you don't, just come by mine so you can get all freaky and talk and stuff. That's how we do it.
And when you guys do that, when you guys get freaky, can you call me too?
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Can't wait.
Yep, I'll call you. I'll make sure you're on the conference line too.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. Somebody get that, please. I'm trying to do a show.
That's Larry's phone.
Who's that? Whose phone is that?
It is mine. I'm sorry. I'm a little popular today. Can you put me on mute, Vince?
I'm totally muting you now. You're gone. I mean, you're not gone. You're just muted. But Goofy's gone.
Goofy. It's Larry from the OC.
What? She
OC
too?
Getting a call. Yeah, she's getting a call from the head honcho.
Really?
Oh my God.
All right.
Why are you running in
somebody...
them boots?
Why are you running?
Tap
I'm sorry.
Right now?
No, that's me. I'm practicing my steps for my lap dancing.
No, that's my baby
that's,
in his boots.
Cool.
He's just running in his boots.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was me.
It's fine. It's fine. Anyways, that's the Bay here with you, 347-826-7667, the number doing the random afternoon show. We're now into hour number two, and if you want to join me here, it's 347-826-7667. Big ups to the chat room as per usual. Who do we got in there now? We got Goofy Still, Flyover, Iconoclast, TX, Kenmore, Ken Pettigrew, Lady Slugga, Liz, Lucas, and Moxie. And Moxie, you're doing your show tonight, right?
I don't know. Only if you're co-hosting.
Well, of course I'm co-hosting.
Okay, yeah, then we can do it. I don't know. I can't, and I think my sorority sister, Lizzie Liz, is all in for it, so I think we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday week, so look.
Oh, so you're gonna get drunk, huh?
Absolutely. Wait, have I been sober yet? No, Liz, no, not yet.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know if you guys listened to the show last night, but I played this song for you because you guys were, took so long to call back in. I thought that you guys were walking home from the bar. So
we were. We don't drink
now.
And drive. No drinking and driving.
Yeah. Right.
Not in the dirty South.
Yeah, just walking. All right, I'll be right back. That's right. Nobody walks in L.A. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, if you haven't been there, then if you want to pretend like you live in L.A., just drive everywhere. You got to go to see your neighbor across the street. Get in the car. Buckle up. It's the law. And cruise over there. Stints in the Bay, 347-826-7667. Hanging out here with Liz, Moxie, and Slugga. Slugga, so you had a visit today. Is it something you want to talk about? Was it a good visit? Hello? Am I on? Can anybody hear me? Does anybody?
No, I can't hear you at all.
Oh, good.
not a whole lot going on.
Oh. Yeah, I know, Larry. Don't fucking remind me.
Oh.
Wow. Well, it's been a great show so far. I just randomly decided to do this. And I've had Kyle Pote and Goofy come through already. Appreciate them being here. I know Kyle Pote must be going on pretty soon. He's doing the Bill Clinton show. I almost feel like I should sign off in respect to the president of the United States, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are you talking to me? Okay, I'm going to mute you guys because you're chit-chatting and I'm picking it up. Slugga, are you still there? Lady Slugga. All right, she, I guess, muted herself. Fine, it's just me, Vince in the Bay. I don't care. Call me so I don't have to deal with these bitches on the line right now. All right? 347-826-7667. I will be on. People are confused because I'm doing a show right now. I was just doing the show just to pass the time. I am going to do a show later. Doing the late night show later on. And if you're wondering how that's possible, there's a little trick. I'm not going to tell you the trick because then you'll do it and you'll be on 4 hours a day as well. But it only works because I have a late, late, late start time that borders on different dates, time zones. You know how BTR has different time zones? Well, there is a way. There are loopholes. There's plenty of loopholes in BTR, and I don't want to give them all away. I kind of gave that one away, but there's tons of loopholes, and they're kind of like Easter eggs. It's better if you. It's a lot funner if you just stumble across them, find them on your own. But it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667. We're going to rock out because, after all, it's the Sabbath. So here's some Sabbath.
All right, you're listening to Vince in the Bay. But Vince isn't here. So I'm going to talk instead. I think
hey,
if I'm unmuted, you don't get paid for the dead air, bro.
Hey, do you hear me now? Hello? Oh, my God. Hey, do you hear me? Hey, do you guys hear me? Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Were you pretending like you didn't hear me?
No, we were just laughing. Because Liz has joined the LOC, and it's really getting evil over here. I know. Bad.
God damn it.
It is.
Yeah. So you didn't hear me for a second there, huh?
For like a minute.
Coming out of the music, I was totally talking. I think my, fuck, dude, I think there's something wrong with my phone. I need to get a new phone. Like, it's not recognizing anything I plug into the headphone jack. Like, I have this thing. Well, I have my headphones that came with the fucking phone that don't even work. I was just talking for a minute, and they weren't obviously working. I unplugged it, and then you could hear me.
I think it's amazing that BTR is going to charge for the privilege of these sorts of things.
Well, this right here is a problem with my phone. It's not a matter of BTR. It's just a matter of the headphone jack on my iPhone is stripped somehow.
I think you're just jacked because you've got an iPhone. Sorry, dude.
All the libs have iPhones.
Are you dissing me because I have an iPhone?
All the cool people are on BlackBerry.
Or Android.
Okay. Well, I never was cool to begin with, so I don't really care. Doesn't really mean it's not like a loss of status for me or anything.
It's a loss of status. I see a man with a knife and I turn and I run.
You know what it is? It's compensation. Like he has an iPhone because he doesn't have that much chance.
That's
yeah, you caught me. Right.
We've talked about the visual inch.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I haven't performed my visual inch treatment yet, but I'm going to look into that.
Hey,
you should.
Oh, my God. So
I'm
what's
not
going
a fan
on?
Of BlackBerrys. Here, go ahead, just hit. Sorry.
What's going on the Institute tonight? What are we talking about on the Institute?
It's all heartache over on the Institute tonight. Broken hearts, shattered hearts, hearts that have been stomped on. It's going to be brutal.
It's going to be a love show.
Do you have Lucy unmuted?
She's muted. I'm not by the switchboard, though. I can't unmute her yet. It's
oh,
just
okay.
You and me. Right?
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, well, you can probably hear her from the background. Don't worry about it, Lizzie Liz. Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna be talking about heartache and lost loves, and I want to hear everybody's sob stories. We're all about our callers tonight.
And this is the Humor Institute, right?
Yeah, and then we're gonna make fun of these faggots for falling in love in the first place.
Okay, good. I was waiting for the cat.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's all heartache over there. But, well, yeah, we'll try and make fun of ourselves and everyone who calls in. That's always the aim. Or maybe we'll talk about something completely different. Because with Liz and I, we have no idea what's going on. Now, are you going to be my co-host? I'm kind of counting on you, man.
Yeah, of course.
All right, good. All right.
I don't know if I'm going to have any stories. Well, I don't really want to share any stories, but I would love to make fun of the people who do share their stories.
I know, right? That's the best part.
Fucking losers.
I know. Fucking love? Jeez. Who falls in love? Yuck. Stupid.
All right, I'm looking forward to
he
that.
He can't unmute you, but talk a little louder. Liz says love is for losers.
Yeah, tell her I'll mute. I'm going to unmute everybody. If anybody's listening right now, you're holding patiently. I appreciate it. I'm away from the switchboard right now. I'm working my way back to it here in a second.
You know what? So, he has a boner. You have a boner, don't you? That's what's going on here. Let's just be honest.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, okay, you always do. And you do the show pantless, right?
Yeah. Well, people, okay. This is common knowledge. People know this.
I know. All right. Well, I'm not trying to out you or anything. I'm just saying.
Totally trying to out me.
I am not.
But it doesn't matter. I'm already out.
Well, you know what? I was just able to get into your switchboard.
Uh-huh.
And you have a caller. But it looks like it's the LOC. Should I go with it anyway?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's see what happens here.
I frankly am not interested in being outed like this.
Oh. Was I right or wrong?
Sounds like you're right.
All right. That is, they are so vicious.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them.
Oh, hey, Vince, I have an anonymous message to read. May I do it?
Please do.
Okay. The anonymous message says, Vince in the Bay, your switchboard isn't working. That's really insightful. That's almost like something that you could only hear from the leader of the LOC.
Yeah, nothing gets by these guys. They're sharp.
They're crazy. So what's going on? Are you getting the oops?
No. There's something else going on. I can't really comment on it up in here, but
I frankly am not interested in being outed like this.
So, all right. So you can't talk about what's going on. So should Liz and I just, do you want to play a song for the break? We do that for you?
No. I'm okay. I got it. The only person who is not muted
is
the only person that's muted is Lady Slugga, but she wasn't there when I last tried to talk to her. I think she's on the other line. So Lady Slugga, if you're hearing this now, I'll bring you back on in a second. I'm just taking care of some business here, and I'll be back here with Moxie, and we'll bring Liz on too if she still wants to. She's still on the line.
She's not unmuted.
All right, I'll let me see if I can unmute her from here.
Yeah, Lady Slug is pissed off.
Why?
She wants in.
Oh. All right. Lady Slugga will get in just a second. I'm going to play a track here, and I'll be right back with all of you. So,
all right.
Panties on.
I don't wear panties.
No.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you for another 27 minutes. Taking calls, 347-826-7667, going straight to the lines, and a caller has been waiting patiently from the 000 area code. You're live. Please identify yourself.
That would probably be me, Vince. This is Eric, Flyover.
Oh, Flyover. Eric, how you doing?
Actually, it's going to give you some helpful tips and hints about your iPhone there. First of all, since it is my line of work, is it generation 2, 3, or 4?
It's 3.
So you bought it in 09? When it was
yes.
Brand new in June? Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I bought this phone in January or January of 09.
Oh, okay. So that's a Gen 2.
Yeah. Oh, a Gen 2. Oh, I thought you meant... Oh, you mean, all right, I have
generation.
A 3G phone, but,
yeah,
okay.
It's the improved,
yeah.
Right. It's the one that can play the video and mm-hmm. stuff like that, unlike yeah. the original. Okay, right. Have you ever turned it off? Let me ask a better
yeah.
question. Do you
yeah, I
turn
it off a lot.
Turn it
it's,
off?
It's been kind of forcing me to turn it off a lot. Having issues like opening apps, like I have the
right.
a Twitter app that won't open, it'll crash before it opens, and then
yeah.
so I turn off the phone and try to do a hard reboot or whatever, and
hard reboot.
Sometimes that helps. Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't, right?
Right.
You're on your last leg. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Say that again?
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news on that one. It's on its last legs.
Yeah, it's already on its last legs. It's one of the speakers blew months ago now, probably about 6 or 7 months ago. One of the speakers
blew. How
freaking
loud did you have it?
I don't know. I crank it a lot, but I thought maybe it was just like decked up or something. I don't know.
No,
I throw this.
Even
I thrash stuff.
Yeah, but the online manual says don't crank it all the way to 10. It's not a Spinal Tap amp, okay? It doesn't go to 11.
Oh, it doesn't?
Negative.
Right, no.
You're not supposed to really keep it consistently over 9.
Yeah, and that little switch to mute and turn it on? Turn on
right.
the volume switch? That
mm-hmm.
little nub... That broke off almost right when I got the goddamn phone.
Oh, Jesus. So you've been screwed
I've been screwed for almost... Yeah, exactly. I'm so due for a new phone, but I'm going to... Like anything, I just run it into the ground, and then when it's completely useless, then that's when I'll do it.
Phones, cars,
and
computers,
and you always got to wait for another because they're going to release another phone any second, right? Right. So I got to time this right too. I never time it right either.
No. Remember, Jobs is a dick about that. It's always May, June, or July when he does a release.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Summer.
Trust me, I've been in the business long enough to know what a dick.
Oh, I trust
Steve
you.
Jobs,
I believe you. Yeah.
Granted, he's a very fragile man.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's made up of, like eye parts,
He probably is. I'm going to bring Moxie and Liz back on here. Liz,
yeah.
Moxie, are you ladies there with us still?
Yeah. Hey.
Hi. Hey, all I know is this.
So,
if I do my show later on, I'm not going to be happy if the LOC hit me, okay? I'm going to be
nobody. Look. I am
you
not
got your show
opposed.
Coming up, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess in an hour. So, it's going to be really exciting. We're going to talk about broken hearts.
So you got driven into the ground just like one of Vince's technological gears or his women, right?
Look, I am like one of the snowflakes that fell in Dallas today, right? Once I hit pavement, I just melted away.
Oh.
Bad news. Totally bad news.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You said it, Lair.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing it, too, Lair. But, you know, we just got to be supportive.
That's just... well, look,
of his
that's all Lair can say. That's what he does. It's his thing.
Yeah,
hey, Larry loves
true.
You, you know?
I wish he did. It would make my life...
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what she said, too.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Actually, Liz and I and Vince, we're all going to start out the Humor Institute in, less than an hour here? Almost 50 minutes from now.
Yep.
And I don't know, it's going to be
fun. And then mine is an hour and a half after yours.
Are you running at the same time as Lair?
Actually, I overlap Larry.
The gall.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I'm an equal opportunity supporter and or hater, depending on the position of the day.
Yeah, me too. I do.
I
my show overlaps with him as well.
Yeah, look, like some days I'm BWC for life, and other days I am LOC for life, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Just so long as it doesn't – remember that time that you and Debbie and I, Moxie, were talking about watch because somebody mentions, like, douche nozzle crew or something like that. There'll actually be – some malicious little turd bag out there that will
Are
do
you
that.
Talking about Vince in the Bay?
You know
no,
what?
I'm
honestly, I'd much rather these kids be on their computers on the internet harassing people like me on BTR than going out and blowing away their congressmen in fucking broad daylight.
Yeah, I'm still pretty taken aback by that.
I know, like, but I think that kid. There's no difference. To me, honestly, I don't see a difference between that kid and say the Flawless Crew. Other than the Flawless Crew, don't have high caliber weapons. I don't think that they bring around with them. But
not yet.
But I mean, they're the same demographic. They're the same demographic. They're just young 20 somethings that are just
young
kind 20 of
somethings
like,
who still haven't. Decided, hey, I'm not going to be part of the mall crowd anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just they're still trying to find their identity and their you know, their purpose in life, and they're still kids. And it's just ridiculous how they get. I'm sure this kid showed plenty of signs of being, you know, a loose. Having some screws loose up there.
Look,
so,
I heard rumors. Listen, I'm going to tell you what's going on in the rumor mill because I have the inside on all of that. There are some rumors that he was involved with the BWC, and he also once put a kitten in the dryer, but it was only the fluff cycle. Okay. These are all rumors. It's hearsay.
Okay, he might have been in the BWC, or he might not have been, but he's probably just like those kids. He might as well be in the BWC. You know, he's just a kid who's pissed off. He's young. He's internet savvy, or maybe not so savvy, but you know, some are more savvy than less. But all of them have grown up with this online culture that people like us didn't always have. And I mean, there were different peer pressure groups and venues for kids to feel like isolated and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a new venue for that now. It's updated for the internet, I guess, but still things spread a lot faster with the internet, and these kids grow up with it and they're used to it, and to them it's like reality. They take it personal, they take it serious, and they don't realize that it's essentially just a video game. It's just for fun.
It's like
the
camera jack from The Matrix.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
See, because, you know, our generation and you know, there's only what 10 years difference between me and Moxie, and you're already in your 40s, right, Vince?
What's that?
Are you already in your 40s?
No.
I am solidly
okay,
in my 30s, so I don't
know
what you're assuming there.
Years,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm 46. And I think I'm 10 years older than you, right?
And Vince and I are about the same age.
Yeah, you're 9 years older than me.
Right, so we're basically the age demographic that grew into the Internet. In other words, we adapted into it. They literally were raised on it. Period.
What I want to know is, what was the leader of the LOC doing before the Internet, you know, and Al Gore came along and invented all that shit?
Probably bulletin board crap.
No, I think he was just talking into, like, a cucumber.
Oh. Or playing
or a cantaloupe.
Or breaking out his original series, Batman, you know, walkie-talkies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I forgot about walkie-talkies, but I think I think you're right.
And I'm talking about the Michael Keaton ones. I'm not talking about the Adam West ones.
I know what you're saying. I'm old enough to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
If you guys want to join us, we got 15 more minutes to go. That's 15 more minutes for you to enjoy some audio erotic pleasure with me here live on the air. 347-826-7667. I'm here with Moxie and Flyover Territory and you. Liz is unmuted, by the way. She's
Yeah, she's got herself muted, but she can probably pick from my mic.
All right.
I'm sorry, I had to.
Oh, she's within range?
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's still muted, though.
No, I am muted.
So you could basically, you know, throw popcorn at her or whatever.
Yes. I could throw a cat at her.
Don't throw a cat. Don't harm the kittens. That's uncool.
I'm not. Yeah, she's stroking a pussy right now. It's pretty hot.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, applaud your honesty.
And it's warm.
You know how I feel.
Oh, have you guys ever heard this? Have you guys ever heard Jungle?
I have not.
Hello.
Jungle.
Have you guys ever heard?
Hello.
No, I'm talking about Jen of the Jungle on BTR.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes. Yes.
What do you guys think of her?
She's awesome.
I have no idea.
Really?
I've not.
Yeah, she makes Moxie look well-adjusted.
Yeah, she's a fucking bitch. Like,
whoa.
Somebody's out.
It depends on the alcohol content.
She's out-bitched me.
What blows me away? Dude, she is. You should check her out.
Yeah,
she's on right now. She's. What?
Yeah,
you
I noticed Vince, he's not even in his
BAC.
Own
One at a time, people. One at a time.
Sorry.
Moxie, go ahead.
I said, yeah, I noticed you're not even in your own chat room, Vince.
Oh, I'm over at Jen of the Jungle.
I know.
I much to hate fuck Jen of the Jungle.
She lefty?
What?
No, she's not a lefty.
She's
a whichever the way the wind blows and how pissed off she is and how much content.
Yeah, dude, Moxie, she is you on with the bitch factor turned up to 1,000. She's just like,
she's
fucking
cunt.
I want to hate rape her.
Me.
I really want to not rape her. I strike that from the record. I want to just hate hump her. I want to have
You want to do the grudge
session with her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, a grudge session.
Listen, I can't believe somebody out-bitched me. Because according to certain sources, according to sources very close to me, in fact, I am an insufferable bitch.
No.
Compared
You're
to Jen of the Jungle, no.
I'm going to have to step up my game now. I feel like it's on.
It's all.
Well, you're gonna have to make more runs to the package store.
I know, right?
Shit.
No, I mean like daily.
I don't know. I'm gonna do it. I want to be the biggest bitch on BTR until the Humor Institute closes its doors forever and turns off the lights on February 1st, I guess.
Sad times.
Really sad things. Really bad.
You'll always have a home with me.
Super sad.
I mean that. If you ever want to co with me or take over a slot, you're more than welcome.
Well, thank you. Are you really paying for it? You're going to do it? Why?
Yeah. It's when I switched over. I switched over 3 months ago.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Of course, I've had to delete quite a few episodes, but hey, what the hell?
What do you think of the service? Has the service gotten any better?
Somewhat. I can have an even
like
bigger.
Like how? Like what's better? What's better? Go ahead.
I have because I haven't deleted all of my old news sound bites. I have 9 pages alone. And since I keep them in the same archive on my hard drive, I think I'm sitting now at just shy of 100 megabytes of sound files alone.
That's like nothing.
No, I'm just talking about I'm just talking about the number count. That's the total, but I think the
101. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I was like, I mean, you know,
remember the limit is 100 megabytes for free, and if you pay for it, I think your limit is 250. I haven't looked at the ins and outs of it in a while.
Oh, that makes sense.
They sent me a detailed they sent me after I did the sign up that you know I got my first free month, and that was back in I think October. They sent me this long, detailed, pain in the neck email describing what all it does.
Really?
Yeah, it was like an FAQ. It's kind of cool.
They told me that, because I just signed up for the free month, you know, shit.
Right.
And they told me that my account rep would contact me shortly, and I'm still waiting.
Because you're doing the $29.99.
No, I'm not. I'm doing the free month.
Oh, and then $29.99 it would be after that, right?
If I decide it's worth it, which so far is a big, you know, negative. No.
I hate to tell you this, but $29.99 is the same as free in the here and now.
I understand. But here's the other thing is I have figured out how to do, I think, everything that BTR does minus the trolls. And minus the community for nearly free. And so I'm probably just going to take the Humor Institute over to humorinstitute.org. But I'm not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see.
And then just do a server setup with a content carrier?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Somebody that will carry your bandwidth for you as a hosting?
Mm-hmm. Live stream.
I've already got a spare dedicated machine, so I don't have to worry about that. All I'd have to do is get a hosting system, but it's a pain in the neck because once you start getting all that bandwidth hit, then they start wanting to play the negotiation games. And
I don't have to really worry about bandwidth. Luckily, I am no Larry O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, okay. The thing that bugged me the most about that was when I was on OTRNet before, they would start playing these negotiation games because I had more than 100 listeners in a week. And I'm like, ugh. And it was like I was being nickel and dimed, and I got tired of it.
You know what? Look, here's the deal I've been having like all these weird applied math and economic dreams lately. And you can ask Liz. No, Liz is like, dork. Yeah, no, but it's true. And I was like showing her some game theory and stuff. Basically, you know, what they're giving you is an ultimatum, right? Like,
yeah.
They're saying you're reaching certain levels of this.
Yeah.
So we're going to charge you that. I just threw a cat
exactly.
at Liz. That was so awesome. She caught her, too.
Cool.
So it's look, I mean, there's always another provider. The cool thing about that, anytime somebody tries to jack you, is that there's always somebody else that'll charge you less.
That's what my goodbye email said when I came over to BGR.
Okay, good. All right.
I basically told him, look, I'm tired of this nickel and dime stuff, and I'm tired of my rates changing on a bi-monthly basis, and I'm finished. Plus, I don't like trolls. Because they wouldn't do anything to No, they wouldn't do anything over there on OTRNet to take care of the trolls at all.
And BTR does a whole lot. Like, what happens
well, they
with
do,
the yellow?
Well, I
got to
say one thing. They'll shut down an opposing show host when they won't do that over at OTRNet. They won't do that over at Bunk Radio either.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so has British Conservative been taken off the air? Did I miss some breaking news while I was drunk for my birthday, by the way?
And happy birthday at that. But
no, it's not yet. Don't age me prematurely. I'm just making a birthday week out of it with Liz. So what, I mean, seriously, like I'm a big freedom of speech person, as you know, and I say all kinds of words that offend a lot of people. And I don't mean them offensively. Like, I would never call someone who's actually gay, I would never call him a fag, but anybody else is fair game, because I just think once you start limiting what you can and can't say, you open the gateway, and then they can just start saying, oh, well, you can't say Liz anymore, and you can't say Bay, so it'll just be Vince in the... I mean, seriously, because that's what happens. Inevitably.
I hate to break it to you, but if you think about it, it already has in many aspects.
Yes, that's what Liz was just saying, because she's I don't think Vince has her unmuted.
Has. Yeah, she's unmuted. She's been unmuted the whole time.
You hear her?
Yeah.
Are you muted?
No, I don't hear her.
I don't hear her.
I just hear her in the background of your mic.
Yeah, I know.
She has to talk. I have her.
You're sitting on the mute button on the headset. Hold on. Yeah.
Now am I on?
There we go.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a genius.
Just in time for us to wrap up the show. Thanks for coming out, folks.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Well, Liz, if you had to been playing with that pussy, you'd have been fine.
That's true.
I know. I had the... it took
but
a
it was
lot
purring.
Of time.
That's what's important.
Oh, it was purring for sure. My pussy always purrs.
Oh, yeah.
Unless applied mathematics and macroeconomics are involved in dry-up time.
No, you can do game theory for that. You can.
Speaking of purring, check out this. Oh, hang on. I'm quite close. Look at this. Me, Rao. Hello, sunshine.
Hi.
What is this that you're... Is this a virus? It says this content is currently unavailable.
It's going
total
to
virus.
Try this one then.
It's a virus.
No, it's
everyone.
Not. It's probably.
How did you get that picture of me? Oh. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know
Liz
people in the LLC.
That last night.
I know the LLC intercepted.
He took that picture.
I know.
Look at my arms. They're so buff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've been working out more lately? You look like you're toning up a little bit.
Trying to lift the boobage up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a bunch of Spanx on last night, too.
I did.
I like the wings.
Couple pairs.
Nice touch with the wings there.
Yeah.
The Spanx, the wings.
Two pairs
of Spanx. You double
layered. No, not two pairs. We're Dirty Sal. Two pairs of Spanx.
Two pairs.
In other words, take a single syllable and double.
Mm-hmm.
Spanx are a fat girl's
best
friend. They are.
Wow.
They are a fat girl's best friend. Why do you think I wear them all the time?
It's real talk.
These are things girls
apparently
always need to know. Spanx mm-hmm. are your best friend.
Right.
Hmm.
Alrighty then. Well, I think I'm gonna wrap things up. I wanted to take a little break before I come back for the institute, which is happening in a half an hour.
Soon.
Big ups to Eric, Moxie, and Liz for hanging out with me here on the program. Also to all of my chatters, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie, Pirate Swoop, Walsh, Cowpoach, Ken Pettigrew, Goofy Bone, Lucas, Ex-Conservative Hour, Square State, Lady Slug. Who else was in here? Your girl, Callie, Nils Olson. Nils Olson, I don't know if you guys are aware of Nils. Are you guys familiar with Nils Olson? Nils Olson is Flawless Crew, as is, of course, Pirate Swoop. So some of the Flawless kids are filtering back in, as was Bianca and Basic Bitch for a little while there, your girl Callie. Sassy Cat 38, Jake from the Debbie Daly Show, Mr. C.D. McGee. Wow. All right. And Mystic Blue Eyes, and that was it. Thanks for everybody listening today. This is a random afternoon show here. Check me out at my regular scheduled time tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific. Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. You can also check me out in about 30 minutes, 7 p.m. Pacific, with Moxie and Liz over on the Humor Institute. Check that out, and I'll check you out later. Good night.
enough of the theater talk.